Afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, and this is your girl, Case. I am one half of Tulips Freedom. MP is my wife, and she is the other half, and per usual, she will not be joining me on this episode. She will rarely make appearances, if any at all, because this podcast is currently now dedicated to my journey of self-healing and discovery and just trying to figure out all of the bumps in my life. So it's been a couple of weeks since I have been on. I think I'm going on week number two since I last dropped a podcast. And why is that? I wasn't terribly busy, but I kind of was busy. I did take a little time, and I went to North Carolina, and I visited my daughter, and then I came back from that, and then I started some new client work. And then, you know, just really not forcing myself to do something that I didn't want to do. And that is something that I have been trying to break for some time. It's been something I've been trying to break for some time. I think I've always felt pressure from myself. I can't say that anybody else put the pressure on me to perform, but I always felt like once I started to do something that I had to continue to show up, even if I felt like it was not something that I was comfortable with doing. And to a certain degree, yes, I do believe that if you start something, you should finish it. However, when it comes to reflecting and trying to grow and trying to evolve into a better human, have a better lifestyle, just all of that, I think you definitely have to listen to yourself and know when enough is enough. And it doesn't matter who's out there listening to you and what you're giving, because if you're not being authentic to how you feel and who you are, I think you could do more damage than good. And so I've always stated since I came back and started doing this podcast that this podcast is more for me than it is for my listeners, because I'd like to be able to go back at some point and listen to where I was in that moment to see how far I have come, if I've grown, if my thoughts have changed. And so this is one of the ways of being able to do that. And if by chance I happen to help other people in the process, that is a twofer, right? Twofer. So, what am I here to talk about today? Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot of this new track that I'm going to try to see, you know, if I feel good moving around this track, or if I'm just going to go back to the old track that I'm normally used to going to. And I said, well, before I get out there, because it's drizzling a little bit, I'm going to try to wait for that to stop. Let me get on and talk for a moment. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk for just a moment. Hopefully this doesn't end up being a 20-minute long podcast, because anytime I say that I'm only going to talk for a moment, I end up with 15 to 20 minutes of talk. So one important thing that I have done recently, and I feel good about it. I don't know if I feel good or if I feel indifferent about it. I left social media. I left all platforms. I had already detached from Facebook, and the only reason that I had really kept Facebook, I think I mentioned it before, was because of the clients that I was working with. Sometimes I would use the Facebook Marketplace to source some of their things that they would need for their homes, and Facebook Marketplace was always a good place to go for those rare items or affordable items for some of my clients. And in order to use Facebook Marketplace, of course, you had to have a Facebook account. Well, I did not want to start a new account, and I didn't want to continue to use the account that I had. So I just said, you know, I'm going to exit and force myself to start using different sources to procure items for clients. Before Facebook Marketplace, there were other places to do those things, like Craigslist, and even now we have things like OfferUp. It's not Facebook, but I can definitely use those apps to find things that I might need, as well as like the Nextdoor app. I shut down my personal Instagram, and I did that maybe 3 months ago or so, exited there. And then just recently, within the last month, maybe 6 weeks, I just deleted my business Instagram. And I know that was a bold move for me, and I hesitated. I straddled the fence on that for probably a good 7, 8 months on whether or not I was going to leave social media, my business platform, because I was like, hey, I'm a business. I definitely need to keep social media up and running, because how are people going to know about me? How am I going to showcase my work and all of this? But then when I really sat down and I really thought about how much business I procure through my Instagram and social media, it's pretty much zero. I think I've had like one or two clients that have reached out to me via social media. And my social media account had become so stagnant because I was doing a lot of work for clients that I did not feel comfortable with photographing professionally. And it almost made it seem as though I wasn't working. And so I don't know what's worse, posting pictures of substandard work or not posting at all. And I feel like either way it was a bad look. So I just said, let's just remove the presence altogether. And when I talk about substandard work, it's not that my work wasn't good, it just wasn't to the quality that I would like. And what I mean by that is, perhaps the clients, I'm not going to say perhaps, the clients that I was working with, their budgets weren't expansive. And so it wasn't, although they absolutely loved the transformations that I gave, and I didn't have any issues with that, and they were turned out beautifully, they still weren't of the standard and quality that I would like for my potential clients to see, to showcase as part of my work. And so I wasn't able to post that and show that. I just want to be able to show my range of work. And lately, my range of work has been not on the level that I.
And so for the last maybe 3 or 4 months, maybe 5 months, I haven't been sharing anything in my feed. I had just been staying on my stories and talking about regular everyday life and things like that. And I was like, this just isn't feeling good to me. I wasn't connecting with anybody. The energy surrounding social media seemed fake. Everybody just seemed like they were putting on a show. And although I followed some amazing designers and stylists, I just didn't connect with them. It was just like an empty shell there. And so I said, you know what? I'm out of here too. And I haven't looked back. I haven't gone back in to look to take a peek or wonder what people are doing. There are some people that I connected with on Instagram and Facebook, and those people, they do have my number. And if they happen to feel like they miss me or they're wondering where I am, they're more than welcome to reach out to me because they do have my number. We've spoken personally over the years. And so I just didn't feel like it was necessary for me to remain. And I'm able to now focus more on what actually moves me naturally than being influenced by the power of social media. And I'm not that gullible at all, but I do believe social media did affect me in a way where it could affect conversations, it could affect my mood, it could affect my perspective and point of view. And that isn't always a bad thing. However, I just felt like I really wanted to be a part of coming up with ideas, thoughts, processes more on my own accord versus maybe subconsciously seeing it somewhere and then incorporating it into my work or my thoughts or just my behaviors. And of course, influence is around us everywhere. So just because I logged off social media doesn't mean I'm not influenced by things in everyday life. However, because I am somewhat of a recluse, I stick to myself. I am not out here in the mix. I don't network in that sense. I don't party. I don't go to clubs. I don't have friends like that. I feel like the choices that I make are more authentically mine than them being made based on what others are doing. And so I feel good about that. Have I done phenomenal thing since I've been off social media. I'm not gonna lie, you guys. No, I haven't. I haven't done a damn thing. I mean, I've been working, and like I said, I just acquired a new client, and it's small work. It's nothing major, but it's ongoing and it's fulfilling. I have been able to redirect my time into doing other things, and it feels good. It feels good. So I am still strengthening myself in terms of being confident in the decisions that I make and moving forward in them. And so I'm glad that I cut off social media. I can't say if I'll be back or when I'll be back. I don't have this feeling of ever wanting to come back. Like I said, the people that are important to me have my number. My family and friends, they have my number. And overall, I'm just sick of social media. And it's not necessarily about the people. It's just, I want to focus on the present. I want to be right here. Okay, so I'm sorry about that. Of course, I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, and that's the one thing about trying to record a podcast on your cell phone. Sometimes you will get those phone calls unexpectedly and then have to take that call. And some people I have saved to where they can get through without, they can bypass the Do Not Disturb. So, like, my wife, my daughter, my mom, those people can bypass Do Not Disturb because I figure if they're calling me for a reason, and I don't want to miss out on an important phone call from those people. So to sum it up, has your girl left social media permanently? I can't say 100% without a doubt that I have, but I am pretty confident at this moment that social media will not see me for quite some time. I have no urge to log back in to see what other people are doing. I have no urge to showcase what I'm doing. I am just really living in a state of contentment, and I'm okay with that. I do feel a little bad that some of the people that I supported in their endeavors, that I'm not able to do that through social media anymore. However, I got positive energy and I'm sending good vibes in the universe for them, and they shall be received. I can't sit here and say that my support through social media was so large and tantamount that it did much for them other than show them that I am someone who cares. So I hope that they realize I'm still someone that cares, even though I cannot express it through Facebook or Instagram. And yeah, and you guys already know that I have pretty much left YouTube in a sense, where the vlogging channel, I stopped vlogging over there. I do plan on going back to YouTube. I just don't know when. And my podcast over here, these are voice podcasts. So this is the only, I can't really call it social media, but this is the only platform, video platform, that I am currently using to express myself and to share my thoughts, besides, of course, the podcast on Anchor and all other listening platforms like Spotify and Apple Music and all of the other podcast platforms that this is shared across. So anyway, to get out of here because it stopped drizzling and I'm going to go ahead and get my workout on. You guys, I need to talk about my health scare that happened in August and explain some things about this roller coaster of weight that I gain and lose and gain and lose and gain and lose all the doggone time. So I've got to get a grasp on it. But look, I go so far and then I'm like, oh girl, pump your brakes, get your ass out here and get it back in. And that's what I'm doing because, yeah, I care about myself. And that's the purpose of this podcast too, because I'm on a journey, self-healing, self-discovery, and just self-improvement all together. So guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. Happy hump day. And I will catch you on the next go round. I don't know when I will be back. Hopefully it will not be longer than 2 weeks next time. But if it does, just understand you are in my thoughts and I'm always sending positive energy out there to you guys. And more than anything, I'm also making sure that I remain healthy mentally and spiritually. So, adios. Bye-bye.